Green Shampoo presents Abie's Irish Rose.
What are you laughing at?
What am I laughing at? I am just laughing. What's the matter? There's a law against that?
Yes, here it is, folks. Dream, D-R-E-N-E, Dream Shampoo, once again brings you that lovable, laughable show, Ann Nichols, Abie's Irish Rose. Well, this business of being summer hotel owners is getting more and more complicated for the two fathers, Patrick and Solomon. In their first effort at managing Looney Lake Lodge on Lake Looney in the Catskills, the fathers lost their meat chef by giving him the wrong tip on how to cook roast beef. And then suddenly getting the idea that the twins had scarlet fever, they frightened several hundred guests into planning a mass exodus. Well, the twins haven't got scarlet fever, but how are the guests to be convinced? That's the question as Mr. and Mrs. Cohen wake up the next morning in their luxurious suite at the hotel.
Beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Hello, honey. Did you sleep up here? How did you sleep up here?
How did I sleep up here with my eyes closed? Just like anywhere else. Why are you making so much noise, Papala, so early in the morning?
Early in the morning? Why, it's a quarter to nine.
A quarter to nine? Oh, you let me get up.
Who's stopping you? Go on.
Where are my shoes and my stockings and my everything else? Where are they?
Why are you getting so excited?
Who's excited? I'm just hungry. Breakfast is served only until 9 o'clock.
Don't worry, darling. I know all about the dining room.
What about it?
Well, breakfast is served from 7 sharp to 9 sharp. But after 9 sharp, if you know the right man, you can eat until 12. From 12 sharp to 2 sharp, they serve lunch. But after 2 sharp, if you know the right man, you can eat until 6. From 6 sharp to 8 sharp, they serve dinner. But after 8 sharp, you have to go hungry. Understand?
Look, Papala.
What is it, Mamala?
Why did Solomon go around last night telling people the twins have scarlet fever? Does he want to lose all the hotel guests?
It was the fault of the echo. Solomon only yelled the news to Abie out on Echo Point. And people in the hotel heard the echo. The twins don't have scarlet fever. Only a stomach rash.
If there had been a train last night, lots of guests would have checked out.
If we have no guests, we can't pick a floor show.
A floor show?
Sure. To entertain the guests at night. Solomon, Mr. Murphy, and me, we were going to pick the dancing girls today.
Papala, who said you was going to pick the girls?
I did, Tutula.
But I didn't. So you don't pick. Stay away from dancing girls.
But darling, Solomon and Mr. Murphy only want me to look at them.
Well, if you want to look at a girl, look at me. I'm plenty for you.
Mamala, you're even more than plenty.
Thank you. Tutsula, look, ain't I got the skin of a young girl?
Sure you have, honey. But maybe you should give it back to the young girl. You are getting it a little wrinkled.
Petrico, this lobby is a sad sight. Our guests are checking out by the dozens.
Oh, yes, darling. From now on, they'll be staying away by the dozens.
They're driving the croik meshuggah. Well, listen. Listen how they're ringing the bell to pay their bills. Oh, come on. Let's go out on the veranda.
All right. Now, what can we do?
I have been telling everybody that Twinses don't have scarlet fever.
And so have I.
Say, Dad, Papa Murphy, you know, if this keeps up, the hotel will be empty by noon.
It'll be before that, Abe.
Long before that, Abel. They all want to catch the 10:10 train.
Yeah, look at all those taxicabs on the drive there. Looks like they've called every cab in the whole township. The driveway is lined with them.
And that ain't what you'd call a silver lining. It certainly isn't.
And those that don't leave by taxicab, they will go to the railroad station in our bus. We will be helping them go.
Well, you can't expect them to walk, Dad. You know, it's 4 miles to the station.
Abel, I spent years educating you to be smart. Couldn't you get an idea how to stop them?
Well, gosh, Dad, I don't know. Once people get panicky, they're pretty hard to handle.
Hello, boys.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Mamla and Mr. Corn.
Have you figured any way to stop the guests from checking out?
No, have you?
Well, I'll put my brains to work.
Papala, up here your brains are on a vacation until Labor Day.
But, Mrs. Corn.
Solomon, you keep quiet. Your brains are on a vacation all year round. Besides, I'm mad at you two fathers.
You're mad at us? Why?
Right. Because you two talked my poor little papa into picking dancing girls.
What do you mean we talked him into it?
We couldn't keep him out of it.
So, Isaac?
I raise him here.
Papa, don't let me catch you around those girls. You hear me?
Is it all right if you don't catch me? Mama,
I'll answer you in two ways. No. Right.
Soon the girls will be here, but what good will it do with all our guests gone?
Hey, look. That's Papa. He's gone.
I don't know. Maybe he stepped inside.
If he went to meet those dancing girls, wait till I meet him.
Now, eat this lovely oatmeal. Ah, boy.
There's no way to talk about oats on it.
Everybody likes oats.
Come in.
Good morning, Lily.
Oh, morning, Mr. Cohen.
Lily, how are the twins this morning?
They're feeling just fine.
They're feeling fine, huh?
Well, little Pat just don't like his oatmeal, that's all. Ain't it, little Pat?
Lily, tell me, how's the twin stomach rash?
Rash is all gone.
Then, Lily, we got to do something fast, quick.
What is it, Mr. Cohen?
In 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, most of the guests will be skedoodling by bus and by taxi.
You just leave him?
They heard the twins had scarlet fever, so they're all scared.
My endless thought.
So I figure, if we can get the twins downstairs first, and the guests can see they're all right, then the scare will be over.
But, Mr. Cohen, the twins ain't dressed, and they ain't fed.
Lily, can't you and Rosalie dress them quick?
Miss Rosemary has gone down to the dining room. And even if we could dress the babies fast, they'll be cross without the breakfast and yell all over the hotel.
So, all right, they'll yell, but let's try it. You dress Beckler, I'll dress little Patrick. There's his clothes.
Right there, Mr. Cohen. I'll start Beckler.
Fine. Gosh, I never dressed a baby before. I wonder where you start.
I don't know, though. I am a Patrico.
Oh. Now, little Patrico, here's a stocking.
Is it a left or a right stocking?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try it on the right foot. I didn't mean to tickle you. Oochie coochie woochie coochie. Now, come on. Try it again. Please. Don't kick me. I'm not in the stomach.
Well, Mr. Cohen,
Cohen? Mr. Cohen, what are you doing?
Rosalie, I have to go downstairs. You dress the twins and bring them down in the lobby as fast as you can.
In 5 minutes, everybody will believe it.
Morning, Mr. Cohen. Who are you talking to?
Oh, hello, Seth. I was talking to myself.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Looks as though the hotel has turned away lots of business this morning.
Yeah, you can say that again.
I've been around these parts 70 years, and I never seen this happen before. Well, I guess I'll be going about my handyman work.
Seth, you sound tired this morning.
Yeah, I sat up very late last night. I didn't get to bed until 9 on 8:30.
Oh. Why did you sit up so late?
Oh, I was sparking a gal.
Sir, you got a girl.
Sure, I got a girl. Wonderful girl, Mr. Cohen. Her name is Elvira.
Elvira?
Mm-hmm.
Are you engaged?
Sure are. Been engaged 35 years.
35 years? Why haven't you gotten married?
Oh, Elvira ain't one to be rushed off her feet.
But 35 years.
Well, in the summertime, I'm too busy to go over to the county seat to get a marriage license.
Well, how about the winter?
Roads are bad. Well, I guess I'll be getting along.
Listen, Seth. Did you see all those people in the lobby?
I didn't need my specs for that.
They're all checking out to catch the 10:10 train. They think the babies have scarlet fever. In a few minutes, I could prove to everybody they're all right. But I don't know how to keep the guests here until then. Have you got any ideas, Seth?
Well, I ain't worked around Looney Lake for 50 years without getting ideas.
Yeah, what's the idea?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'm working on it. Excuse me whilst I think.
Well, he's working on it. With 2 minutes to go, he should put more men on the job.
Pamela, where was you? And why are you talking to yourself?
Because I like to talk to an intelligent man. I hope he figures something out.
So, what? When? Why?
Seth, the handyman, he thinks he can keep the people here for a little while longer.
How's he going to do that? What is he, a miracle man?
Don't ask me. He is working on it.
Oi, Papalus, look. People are running to the taxi crash.
Oi, Vesemir.
That loud crash wasn't the wreckage of the idea Seth was working on. When a man says goodbye to the girl he loves, there are lots of things he thinks but doesn't say. Things like the words of that song. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. Yes, every time he sees something lovely while he's away, he'll think of her. So, girls, if you want some man to feel that way about you, make sure his memory picture of you is a lovely one. And start with your hair. Keep it always glamorous, shining. That's why I keep urging you to use Green Shampoo with Hair Conditioner. This wonderful improved Green gives you a combination of beauty advantages found in no other shampoo. Green actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It never leaves any dulling film on hair, as all soaps do, to hide the natural luster. Green brings out all the shining beauty, all the dazzling highlights. And now that this new improved Green contains a marvelous hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous and yet so easy to manage. Only Green with hair conditioner. So, girls, for glamorous, shining hair that makes a man find you unforgettably lovely, always use Green shampoo with hair conditioner. And now Green shampoo takes you back to AB's Irish Rose. It's just a moment after that mysterious crash we heard.
Wait, Papa, did you hear that crash?
Of course I heard. Haven't I got ears?
What was it?
I should not know. Have I got eyes in my ears?
Come quick outside, let's see.
Icicle, Mrs. Corn, look at what Seth has done with the hotel bus.
He skidded the bus around and wrecked it right between the stone pillars at the hotel entrance.
Wait. What an idea he worked on. The entrance is all black now.
Yeah, and there are stone walls all along the road from the pillar.
Boy, now all the guests are capitulated. Not one of those statues crept can get out of the road.
Come on inside, everybody. I think our troubles are over. Who would walk 4 miles to the depot with baggage, even for scarlet fever? Come on, everybody.
Boy, did you hear those guests out there? Hey, look, here comes Seth.
Well, that darn bus just got out of control and went into a regular tailspin. Bus been reading my mind.
Are you hurt, Seth?
No, you couldn't hurt a tough old rooster like me.
You know, Seth, I got an idea. You did that on purpose.
I ain't saying, Mr. Murphy, I ain't saying. But them guests ain't leaving for a while now.
Oh, Seth, I think you're wonderful.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll tell that to my gal, Elvira. Make her jealous.
Seth, we all want to thank you.
Well, if you need any more ideas, just let me know. But now I got something important to do.
What have you got to do?
Oh, I got to set out some flowers. I think I'll start with them gardenias.
Hey, look what they're doing down by the bus.
Why, they're hooking a taxi cab onto it. They're going to drag it out of the way.
It's too late for them to catch the 10-10.
Well, they could catch the 11-11 or the 12-12.
Or even the Titan-Titan.
Now what to do? What to do?
Well, here I am, Mr. Cohen, and little Capsicle.
And here's Beckle and Mr. Cohen. Now what should we do?
Wait a minute, Capsicle. Let's see. It wouldn't do any good to take the babies outside. Everybody is too interested in the bus. I got an idea. Come along to the casino. Everybody. I'll hurry ahead to speak to Harry Horner, the orchestra leader.
Come on, everyone. Then Papa will get an idea. It could be anything. It usually is.
But there's a casino I hear, little cat. Yes. You think you're going to like dancing?
Harry, Paul. Harry, everybody.
I got a door arranged with Harry Horner.
What have you got there?
Some of his musicians are here. And they'll play while Lily sings. This will attract the guests back into the hotel. And then they'll see the twins are all right. What do you want to sing, Lily?
Well, I like San Fernando Valley. Do the boys know that?
Sure they know it. Go ahead, boys.
I'm packing my grip. And I'm leaving today. But I'm taking a trip. California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins. I'll be making new friends where the west begins and sunset ends. Cause I've decided where your truly should be. And it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm free from Satan. He will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise. He will make the two of us one. Don't hit the trail to the cow country. You can find my mail, KFRFC. I'm gonna settle down and live a long road and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
That's fine, Lily, fine. But it only works 50%. Half the guests are still outside.
Hey, Papa, look! Look to the window. They are putting the bus out from the entrance.
Why, what to do? What to do? Maybe a conga line. One, two, three, boom. One, two, three, boom.
Hey, Papa.
Now what?
Look who's coming up the drive. Is he?
Is he who?
Is he handsome? Is he extinguished? Is he well dressed and tall and a foreigner too?
Oh, so who cares?
And he has a dozen pretty girls around him.
Pretty girls? That I want to see. Let's go to the lobby, quick.
Say, Patrick, look how all the men guests are following the pretty girls up to the hotel.
Oh, yeah. And see how the ladies are following the foreign fella. Hey, it's just like the Pied Piper.
He don't look like a pie to me. He's handsome. Oy, oy, oy.
Hey, Mamala, don't be silly about a fella you don't even know.
But look at him. Ain't he wonderful?
I'm not even looking at him.
Oh, they are looking at those pretty girls, huh?
Who wouldn't?
One more look from you, and you couldn't.
Keep quiet. Here he comes across the veranda, and all the guests are following him in. Oh, he's wonderful. He can have the best suite in the hotel.
Well, he certainly can. At $50 a day.
Wyatt, everybody, Wyatt. I came here to tell you about a very distinguished visitor who is coming here.
Who is it?
Me.
And who are you?
I'm Boris Sergei Alexander Pyotr Basil Ivan Bagel. For short, you can call me Butch.
Hey, who is this Boris Sergei Alexander Pyotr Basil Ivan Bagel? We mean Butch. Girls, do you know what spells romance to a man? Well, just this. A night in June, a soft, pale moon, and you looking your loveliest with a flower tucked in your shining, glamorous hair. And say, you'll never know what a shining difference in glamour a shampoo can make until you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Suppose you're washing your hair with soap, cake soap, liquid soap shampoo, or any other shampoo except Dreen with hair conditioner. Well, now listen. No soap, no other shampoo combines all the beauty advantages this wonderful new Dreen brings you. Dreen reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap because it never leaves any dulling film on hair as all soaps do to hide the shining loveliness. And now that there's a wonderful hair conditioner in the new improved Dreen, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. Besides, Dreen completely removes every trace of flaky dandruff the very first time you use it. No other shampoo of any sort combines such luster and such manageability with this complete removal of dandruff. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. So if you want this three-way beauty care, always Dreen your hair. Use Dreen with hair conditioner, the only shampoo that can make your hair look so lovely. Remember, insist on Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner or ask your beauty shop to use it. And now Dreen shampoo takes you back to Abbey's Irish Rose and to that distinguished visitor, Boris Bagel.
Oh, Mr. Bagel, you're a long way from Russia.
It's 50-50. Russia is also a long way from me.
Where were you born in Russia?
Was I born in Russia? Of course!
What part?
What part? All of me.
I mean, what part of Russia you come from?
Did you ever hear of Pinsk?
Pinsk? Sure.
I'm not from there. Did you ever heard of Minsk?
Why, certainly.
I'm not from Minsk. Did you ever heard of Omsk?
Why should I? You ain't from there either.
Ah, my little penguin, what a noodle you have.
Who's talking about zoo? Where you come from?
To get to my town, it's Omsk to Minsk to Pinsk.
Sounds like a double play with the batter out at first.
Quiet, Patrick, quiet. This is a very important guy. Mr. Bagel, what could we do for you?
Have you got a suite? All I need is a sitting room, a bedroom, a drawing room, a sleeping porch,
and a place where I can wash my hands.
Sure, Mr. Bagel, that we got. Is there anything else?
Boris Bagel, your distinguished visitor, wants only one more thing, my little penguin.
No, I'm a little penguin. Mr. Bagel, what else is it you want?
Boris Bagel wants a position.
A position? You mean you want a job?
How dare you? A Bagel never accepts a job. He has to have a position.
What kind of a job?
Look, my little...
Don't call me a penguin, I'll smear you. What kind of a job are you after?
Listen, I teach golf. I teach tennis, swimming, hiking, riding, botany. And at night, under the light of the moon and the stars, I also teach love.
But, Mr. Bagel...
And also love.
Now, see here.
And also love.
Would you like to be our athletic director?
Athletic director? Well, for you as a sideline, Bagel will do it, providing you give me 5 rooms and a lot of money.
Listen, Bagel, that job pays $15 a week and a room in the attic.
A room in the attic? And $15 a week?
That's all.
Since you talked me into it, I'll take it.
Well, with two fathers running Looney Lake Lodge and Boris Bagel entertaining the guests, who knows what's going to happen, but it ought to be a lot of fun. Friends, here's something that ought to make you really feel good when you save those waste fats to turn in at your butcher's. Those waste fats not only help to make explosives to blast the Japs and the Nazis, but they're used to make medicines to help our fighting men when they get sick or wounded. Yes, those waste fats do a double duty. They help to blast the enemy, but you're also sending them on an errand of mercy to our wounded men all over the world. You see, out of those waste fats come healing medicines that are more urgently needed today than ever before. Because over in France, as well as in the Pacific, countless thousands of our men are braving death at this very moment. Those men need the things that can be made from your waste fats. So save all the used fats you can. Collect them in any handy tin can, and when you've collected about a pound, take it to your butcher. Sure, you get 2 red points for that pound of fat, but what will really count is the feeling that you've done something to help our men out there on the fighting front. Be sure to join us again next week at this same time for another adventure in the lives of the Murphys, the Levys, and the Coys. AB's Irish Rose is dedicated to the spirit of freedom and equality, which gives to this nation the greatness that is America. AB's Irish Rose is written by Ann Nichols and is brought to you by Dream, D-R-E-M-E, Dream Shampoo. The music is under the direction of Joe Ryan. This is Richard Stark. Good night.